With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Helicopters and airplanes no longer allowed to share airspace over the Potomac River near busy Reagan Washington National Airport. That's after a deadly January 29th midair collision that killed 67 people. Reporter Bernie Bennett with details.
The FAA said in a statement posted Tuesday that a temporary flying restriction of the swath of airspace over the river will be restricted for airplanes, with exceptions. Officials said if a medical, police, military, or presidential helicopter must fly in that space, civilian aircraft will not be allowed, quote, to prevent potential conflicts in this airspace. The agency said the restriction on planes and helicopters near the Washington area airport is effective until March 31st. Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board are trying to determine whether the Black Hawk involved in last week's collision was too high at the time of the crash, among other facts. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a California utility says its equipment likely sparked a wildfire that was in Los Angeles that broke out the same day as two massive blazes that killed 29 people and destroyed thousands of homes. That admission by Southern California Edison over its likely role in the Hearst Fire came in a required filing with state utility regulators. The Hearst Fire did not destroy any structures or result in any deaths. The first deployment of Mexican troops arriving at the northern border with the U.S.
A line of Mexican National Guard and Army trucks rumbled along the border separating Ciudad Juarez and El Paso, Texas, on Wednesday. Masked and armed, they picked through brush running along the border on the outskirts of Ciudad Juarez, pulling out ladders tucked away in the trenches and pulling them onto trucks. Patrols were also seen on other parts of the border near Tijuana, Mexico.
That's correspondent Karen Chumas. The Dow losing 140 points, the NASDAQ up 30. This is SRN News. Delaware Democrats determined to pass assisted suicide.
Governor John Carney vetoed a bill that would have allowed a person to take their own life with the help of a doctor, but Democratic lawmakers say they'll try again. There's a new governor in office, Matt Meyer, and suicide advocates think they can get him to sign the legislation. So far, 9 states and the District of Columbia have legalized assisted suicide over the warnings of pro-lifers who say the practice will put the disabled and elderly at risk. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has agreed to temporarily block prison officials from transferring 3 men who were living as women back to men's facilities. Those actions were to be undertaken because of the executive order signed by President Trump ending federal support for transgenderism. U.S. District Judge Royce Lambert issued his written ruling after hearing a plaintiff's attorney argue that Mr. Trump's order discriminates against transgender people and violates their constitutional rights. This is SRN News. A second type of bird flu has been detected in U.S. dairy cows.
The Agriculture Department reports dairy cattle in Nevada have been infected with a new type of bird flu, one that's different from the version that's been spreading in herds since last year. The detection indicates that distinct strains of the H5N1 bird flu have spilled over from wild birds into cattle at least twice. Experts say that raises new questions about wider spread and the difficulty of controlling infections in animals and the people who work closely with them. At least 67 people in the U.S. have been infected with bird flu, most of them working with dairy or cattle. I'm Ben Thomas.
100,000 eggs stolen from the back of a trailer in Pennsylvania. The eggs worth about $40,000. Police say the eggs were snatched from the back of a Pete and Jerry's Organics distribution trailer on Saturday night. It happened in Antrim Township, Pennsylvania. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.